We move today to our Mishnah in the Goyim, which is Perek Aleph, and we're holding at that final Mishnah. So Mishnah Vav. So up until now, we've been talking about the Machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva, whether we would put off the initial Re'iyah of a Kohen such that the Hezger wouldn't end on a Shabbos, because that would require the Kohen to Paskin on the Shabbos, to be because V'ra'ah Kohen B'yom HaShvi'i, or whether no, the Iker Mitzvah is Huval Iftei HaKohen, yes, Paskin on that day, doesn't matter when it comes out. So even if it's a Sunday, which means that the Hezger is going to end on Shabbos, so then on Shabbos he doesn't come and he waits a day. What's so bad about that? So Rabbi Akiva used the delay from Shabbos to post-Shabbos as an excuse to go over all of the various dinim of what could happen between Shabbos and after Shabbos, which would completely change the din of the nega, and that way he introduces all of the dinim. So now at the closing Mishnah, since Rabbi Akiva said Yesh B'davar, both Lakel and Lahachmir, so in the closing Mishnah, we get to the opposite. Ketzad Lahachmir. So how would putting off the Bedik of the Kohen on the seventh day, if it came out on Shabbos, how would putting it off to Sunday make it that it was bad news for the poor guy who delayed seeing the Kohen? Well, imagine. Maybe on Shabbos, there was no Seyar Lavan. And then by the time Sunday comes around, there's no Lad Lo Seyar Lavan. Now, if the Kohen had looked at this Nega on Shabbos, he would have said it's Tahar. Now he has to say that it's Tummy. Or maybe on Shabbos it had two hairs, but they were Shechorot, and Mitzray Shabbos they turned white. Or maybe there was one hair that was dark and one hair that was white, and on Mitzray Shabbos they both turned white. Or maybe on Shabbos there were two white hairs, but maybe they were too short, because remember, in order to be a siman, it has to be long enough to be able to cut with a scissors, as we'll see. And by Sunday, they were big. And because of that, now he's gonna be Tameh, and before he would have been Tar. So a disaster. All of this is examples of Lahachmir. Now let's imagine another case. He had a Nega, and on Shabbos, it wouldn't have been Tameh. Why? Because on Shabbos, there was Nismach HaShchin L'Shteyem L'Achas Mehem. There had been a little bit of Shchin under one of those hairs, or under both of those hairs, or and then after Shabbos it disappeared. Or maybe there was a little Hekef of Shchin, a little line of Shchin that went around these two hairs, or between those two hairs, or around one of these hairs. But in any event, that would have meant that these are two separate Negoim, and therefore they would not have had a single siman of Tumah, because the single siman of Tumah is the two hairs. And they wouldn't have had the two hairs, and therefore it would have been Tahar. And now, after Shabbos, they disappear. Or maybe on Shabbos, there was Shechin that came between the two hairs, and that would have been Tahar. Or maybe it was a Mikras HaShechin. Or maybe all of these cases was a Mikvah. Or maybe it was a Mikras HaMikvah. Or maybe it was a boak. But in any event, it wasn't the normal skin of the om of the original nega, in which case we wouldn't have been able to paskin that it's tummy. And then after Shabbos, all of these things went away. Huh? How about that? So that would be a big chumrah. Now, there's other issues. Maybe on Shabbos there was no michya. And then after Shabbos there came a michya. And a michya basachai is a simin tumah. Or maybe on Shabbos there was a michya, and it was even the size of a kagris, but it wasn't square like a kagris on all sides. So maybe it was like oval, aruchav and aset merubat. So originally it was either oval or too long, and now it became the proper shape to have a gris on all sides. So now it's tummy, and before it would have been tar. Or maybe on Shabbos there was a michya, but it was right up against the end of the om, so it was not surrounded by om. On one side, it just had normal skin. And then
it became mivutzeret, it became surrounded by pure nega on Sunday, or maybe on Shabbos it was mifuzeret. Maybe it was like little pieces, it was the right size, but it wasn't all in one place. So it was sort of scattered around the entire nega. And then after Shabbos, it became one single michya of Basar Chai. Now it would be tummy, because he looked at it, he waited to look at it till after Shabbos. Or maybe a shchin on Shabbos had spread into it and had covered it over, so in which case it would not have been a Basar Chai. And then on Sunday morning when the Kohen comes, the shchin disappeared. Or maybe the shchin didn't spread into it, but it spread around it, so it prevented the Michyas Basar Chai to be part of the nega in which it's supposed to be a simon. So then at that point, it would have been tar. Now on Sunday, it's tummy. Or maybe it was ikifa. Maybe it spread around it in a little line, the shchin. Or maybe it went through it, you know, made it into two parts. Or maybe it spread into it a little bit, enough to make it smaller than the shear of a kegris. Or maybe it wasn't a shchin. Maybe it was a michas shchin. Maybe it wasn't even a michas shchin. Maybe it was a michva. Or a michas a michva. Or it could have been a boak, which is a different color. Anyway, multiply all of these amazing possibilities, and whew, you see how easy it is that then Holchulahem, all of the above disappeared after Shabbos, where disappearing makes it tummy, and therefore now it's a big chumrah. Now let's take a look at the Pisayon problem. Suppose on Shabbos, if you'd looked at it, you would not have seen any kind of spreading. So lo hayavo Pisayon, and then nolatvo Pisayon. Now, on Sunday, it spreads. Or maybe on Shabbos there was a pisayon, but there was shchin, or maybe there was a michas shchin, or maybe there was a michva, or maybe there was a michas a michva, maybe there was a boak. Maybe these things had come between the om and the pisayon. So now we don't relate the pisayon to the original nega, because there's unusual skin that's not normal skin with a guy in between it, and that would have been tahar. And now, after Shabbos, these disappear, and the Kohen comes around, and he says, well, look, there's been a lot of spreading. So all of these last cases are all a hachmir, because had we not pushed it off, then we would have had to have been betire it. But now that we pushed it off, the Kohen is mitamiyat. Hadran alach marot nigaim richi.
Li neder.